This is called The Angriest Penguin in the World. When I was born, my feet didn't point straight like everyone else's. My left foot pointed at a 45-degree angle, while the right pointed at a 135-degree angle. I didn't walk. I waddled. It didn't matter at first. No one paid attention to the way I walked except family members who reminded me to try and walk straight now and again to alleviate the situation. But then elementary school reared its wide-eyed, toothy grin and sharpened tongue facade. And that's when the other kids noticed the acute and obtuse shape of my gait and started to quack with every step. Quack, 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 the kids would say. Hey, it's duck walk, they would say. Waddle for us, duck walk. Give us a show, they would say. And to me, this was insulting. Because who wanted to be a duck with their webbed feet, waterproof feathers, and their migration habits? I wanted to be a penguin. Penguins on the outside don't look like much. They're cuddly, they're cute, they can't fly, at least not in the air. But once they hit the water, zoom! They are nature's torpedoes. Anyone can fly, but few can swim so gracefully like the penguin. And let's not forget that penguins know how to lay the smack down. You saw Batman Returns, didn't you? I don't look like much on the outside, but inside I am graceful and strong. And you see, this penguin-walking motherfucker gets his payback every time I run into a kid who used to call me Duck Walk, all grown up, shopping in a supermarket, telling me they've got working a shit-ass job, and outside, I'm offering my condolences. But inside, I'm laughing, and I'm telling myself, this is what happens when you fuck with a penguin soul, asshole.